Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess, Bryce and Bianca with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, scientists have used GPS collars and camera traps to track 5 dingo packs in order to find out how far dingoes roam during breeding season. Their research found that how far a dingo roams during breeding season depends on whether they are the dominant male and how many pups they have in their home territory. It was also found that subdominant males were detected outside of the pack's home range during breeding season, but subdominant female dingo roaming did not change. Dominant dingoes stopped roaming, spending more time in their own territories.
7 fire crews were called to a residence on Outlook Parade at 10:12 p.m. on Wednesday evening to find the dance stores area of a 2-story home ablaze. The fire was under control in less than 20 minutes. However, the sole resident, a 45-year-old woman, was rushed to the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital with life-threatening facial burns following the incident. She is also being treated for smoke inhalation, according to Queensland Police. The cause of the fire remains unknown at this time, with a crime scene declared and police currently investigating.
For your national news today, a Freedom of Information request has revealed Western Australia's controversial demersal fishing laws have failed to address sustainability concerns. In 2022, the Labor government introduced harsher fishing laws and catch restrictions in a bid to boost recovery of key species such as snapper, bald chin groper, and jewfish. The information was revealed by a note sent to the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development from state scientists in February of 2024. The briefing note said that the status of jewfish had escalated from high to severe risk, while snapper remained at severe risk and bald chin groper at high risk. This has prompted a call for further catch restrictions to conserve fish in the West Coast demersal scalefish fishery.
Just when you thought you'd heard the last of her, more news has surfaced on Erin Patterson, aka the mushroom murderer, but this time it's about her house. A Supreme Court ruling has barred convicted triple murderer Erin Patterson from selling her home in the regional Victorian town of Leongatha. The court order states its purpose is to preserve the property so it can be used to satisfy a likely claim for compensation or restitution. It is unknown yet whether her surviving victims or legal team will have the first priority when it comes to how the value of the home could be distributed.
Moving on to our international story today. In the Kamanda region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the ADF group is ramping up deadly attacks, taking advantage of the government's focus on the M23 rebellion. The ADF has killed hundreds this year, targeting villages, churches, and aid workers. Vivian van der Per, acting head of MONUSCO, the UN peacekeeping mission in the DRC, said in a statement following Sunday's assault on civilians in a Catholic church, quote, "These targeted attacks against defenseless civilians, particularly in places of worship, are not only appalling, but also in violation of all human rights standards and international humanitarian law." End quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is warm and sultry, just like the voices of our 4 Triple Z presenters. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head on down to 4ZZZ.org.au.